So this is our first Jayanti for Gurudeva when he hasn't been with us in his physical body. But of course he's with us in his spiritual body. And we can all feel his presence if we figure out how to tune into that vibration. I was recently interviewed by a prominent international magazine known as Hinduism Today. That's our own magazine. That sounded good, right? Long interview. Dependent on how interviewed me. And he was asking questions about the history of the church and the nature of the church. And I was reflecting on various events. And he was asking, you know, where were the swamis initiated into sannyas? And, you know, wonderful questions to think about and pondering. And so I was thinking about the 1972 ceremonies in Olivetti. How many of us here this morning were present in Olivetti in 1972? One. Okay. One. So, Gurudeva was giving initiations, and including sannyas initiations. So that's when he initiated me into sannyas. And what struck me about the moment was that Gurudeva's shakti, shall we say, his force was so strong. Just was unbelievable. It's like, was unexpected. It's like the turning up a light that's bright to make it extremely bright. You know, that's how it felt. And Gurudeva's force was just so dynamic. So I was thinking about that during this interview and was thinking that, well, perhaps, you know, it was due to Yogaswami's support on the inside of Gurudeva and the fact that Gurudeva was in Jaffna. In other words, that somehow Yogaswami's tie to Jaffna was special, and that therefore in Jaffna, Yogaswami's force was projected through Gurudeva in a stronger way than any other place. Anyway, that's how it struck me yesterday, and Gurudeva continued to give initiations in Jaffna. We had an ashram there, Subramanya Ashram, until the domestic problems, the civil strife in Sri Lanka came up in the mid-80s, and so we couldn't go there anymore. But definitely Gurudeva preferred that as his place of initiation. So I was pondering, you know, that likewise, Gurudeva's presence may always be stronger here at Koyadinam than at any other place, that his inner power somehow projects through more fully in this place than any other. So initiation is a very important part of our tradition in Saivism. And though a guru is always giving blessings, initiation is like a special blessing, a very intense blessing, given with certain intentions in mind. So when it's given, it's like it starts a certain process going on the inside. And the simple example that Gurudeva used on occasion was the analogy of starting a car. It's the spark from the ignition which starts the car. Once the car is started, the driver can drive it, right? But if there's no spark, you can't get the car started and you can't move. You're stuck. So the whole process of being able to drive a car forward on a street depends upon the ignition generating a spark. So likewise, initiation is to the inner process as the spark is to the car. So there's a certain inner process that starts through initiation that allows the one who's initiated to move forward, just like a car moves forward. But in this case, we're not moving down the street. Of course, we're moving forward on the spiritual path. But it's not automatic. Just because someone is initiated, they don't move forward on the spiritual path automatically. It takes effort. And we call that effort sadhana. And with each initiation, there is a number of certain sadhanas that are supposed to be practiced to move you forward. So if you don't do the practice, you won't move. Like the car, though it's running, isn't going forward. So it requires systematic, regular practice, daily practice of the sadhanas that come along with the initiation to receive the full benefit of it and to move forward in one's spiritual progress. As part of Gurudeva's passing on the tradition during his Prayopavesa, he initiated Palani Swami and Sayam Swami as Paramacharyas, meaning initiating gurus. They have the ability to initiate into Samya Diksha. And he gave that same initiation to me some 6 years ago, approximately. And then a couple of years after he gave the initiation, he sent me out to initiate. Said, put your initiation to use here. He wasn't traveling, and he didn't travel for a whole 3 year period. He just stayed on the island and at a retreat and focused on writing the trilogy. He put a tremendous amount of energy into writing his legacy, the trilogy legacy of the Master Course. So he sent me out. So I was traveling around and part of the visiting the members, initiated around, I think, about 40 members altogether in India, Malaysia, Singapore, and Mauritius. And so as part of the ceremony, and I would always give a speech beforehand that now it's very important that we understand who is initiating whom here. So we have to look at this, that I'm invisible and Gurudeva is initiating you through me. Okay, you got that straight? Because we're trying to create the tie between them and Gurudeva, not to me, because I was just acting on Gurudeva's behalf. So, you know, I'd say that a few times to make sure everyone understood quite clearly that, okay, it's just as good as if Gurudeva was here giving the initiation, and that's how I should look at it. And so once that was straight, then I would, you know, as part of the process of giving the initiation, try and find Gurudeva on the inside. Because if Gurudeva is going to give this initiation, you know, he's got to be there. So you're going on the inside and seeking Gurudeva's vibration and strength. And, of course, he's tuned into you because he knows the ceremony is going on. It's not like, you know, he's not aware of it. You know, he knows in his conscious mind, okay, Bodhinatha is initiating at this time in this place, which is this time here, and therefore I need to be on the inside with him. So, you know, he's doing it deliberately. So it was a very interesting experience, you know, experiencing Gurudeva on the inside during initiation. And why am I talking about that? What does this have to do with anything? You know, that's a good question. Well, to me, that same sense is what's existed here in the Adinam since Gurudeva's Mahasamadhi, that same sense that I had then. Gurudeva is so close to you on the inside, so powerfully projecting himself in the sense of his, not his personality or his thoughts, but his spiritual force, his actinic force. He's so powerful on the inside that it's made every day like a day of initiation. That's how it feels to me. It's very special. And you know, other monks have come forward. You know, we all haven't sat down and shared Gurudeva stories at length, but because everyone's busy. But a number of monks have come forward to me and, you know, shared that experience just on their own initiative. You know, I didn't ask, but they said, you know, Gurudeva feels so close to me on the inside. It's just amazing. So, and Gurudeva did say one of his, you know, very important statements during his Prayopavesa was, I'll be with you 24 hours a day on the inside. That's what he said. So, of course, you know, we've taken that very seriously, but it's a very powerful presence when you're tuned into it. So it's like Gurudeva is definitely, you know, alive and well and blessing us all in, a, I think, an extremely dynamic way here at Kwayadinam, and I just wanted to share that because it's how Gurudeva is present at this ceremony. One of Gurudeva's gifts to us is called the Nandinada Sutras. 365 sutras, one for each day of the year, which are designed to give us very specific guidelines for how to live. It gets down to details like, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, what direction to sleep, you know, very specific things in life, how to get along, husband and wife, how to raise children, rules for monks and so forth. There's guidelines for every part of life given in these shastras. So one of the amazing, you could call it mystical aspects of the shastras is that the sutras is that it often relates to what's going on. So you read the sutra of the day and it relates to some event that's happening during that day. Now, how can that be? So the sutras start in the year which starts in mid-April. The Hindu year starting in the middle of April, which is around the 14th of April, is Sutra 1, and it starts counting from that point. So, this was pointed out to me by one of the monks. I didn't notice it myself, but it was amazing that the day of Gurudeva's Mahasamadhi, which was November 12th, was Sutra 214. Siva's devotees welcome life-saving medical intervention, but in their last days avoid heroic artificial perpetuation of life and prefer not to die in a hospital, but at home with loved ones who keep prayerful vigil. This is the day we're keeping prayerful vigil for Gurudeva. Can you believe that? There we are, keeping prayerful vigil on his last day, and there's the sutra. Home at loved ones who are keeping prayerful vigil. So he passed away at 11:30 at night. So the sutra for the next day, since you can't have everything in one day, says, Siva's devotees strive at the moment of death to depart the body through the crown chakra and consciously enter the clear white light and beyond. A perfect transition culminates in God realization. Believe that? There we are. Okay, so then nothing happened the next day. But the following day, of course, was the cremation, right? So Siva's devotees arranged swift cremation. You believe it? The day of cremation. Siva's devotees arranged swift cremation, ideally within 24 hours. The fire and accompanying rites sever ties to earthly life and give momentum to the soul, granting at least momentary access to superconscious realm. So how could that be? Well, it's just amazing that the sutras are so tied to our life. So turning to the present, as Paramacharya Palani Swami pointed out in his class yesterday, the sutra was relating to church membership. And of course, we were bringing in church members. So yesterday's sutra All within my Saiva Siddhanta Church are stalwart and dedicated. Not one is half-hearted or equivocal. Each is a jewel important to me and to each other. Thus, strictness is necessary when accepting new members. Well, that was yesterday. Now today, all within my Saiva Siddhanta Church accept newcomers as part of their own family. They care for, teach, gently guide, and prepare these souls for their first initiation. Yea, they too were once new members. So isn't that interesting that here we are, just having brought in new members, and today it's also talking about nurturing new members. So I thought it was a very appropriate message to be coincide with Jayanti, and of course it will coincide with Gurudeva's Jayanti every year, that sutra. So, I mean, no one calculated, you know, well, that's sutra number 268, it talks about membership, let's have that sutra fall on Jayanti every year. No. No. You know, they were moved around backward and forward and here and there, and you know, the fact that they ended up in the order they did, you know, no one could have controlled it. It just happened. The whole book was moved around to fit better. And so it so happens that so every year on Gurudeva's Jayanti, the sutra will be on nurturing new members. So that's amazing how the sutras apply. So Gurudeva traditionally gives what he calls a state of the church message, which can be quite lengthy. So I just had a few simple state of the church thoughts in that regard. State of the church means for our members and students and devotees looking forward into the coming year and talking about what our main emphasis will be, what the themes will be for all of us during the coming year. So certainly, one of the themes for the coming year is new members. And we have two groups. We have a group of Aural Shishya, those who are preparing for membership and get to participate in all our activities that are over the next 1 to 2 months will all be coming into membership. I think some 15 to 20 individuals have been studying for years and years and will be coming into membership in mainly in Asia. So that's wonderful. As well as we have a group of students who will be coming into being Aural Shishya or preparing to be members and able to participate in all the activities. So as a result, we can look forward to, say, 3 or 4 months from now, and we'll have, on a global basis, we'll have quite a few new people participating in the various mission activities around the world, which is a wonderful step forward. So new members, accepting new members is definitely one of the themes for the coming year. They've been studying for quite a while and have all certainly earned being accepted into membership. Another theme for the coming year is our Master Course Trilogy. As you know, got the first one in the new format, Living with Shiva. And previously they were paper-bound and printed in the U.S. in black and white. And the new version is hardcover, will hold together and not fall apart, and four-color, you know, it's beautiful. Color paintings, throughout, reflecting the text. And it's really an exquisite book in terms of its production and, of course, in terms of the words. Gurudeva spent much of the last 10 years in perfecting the wording of all of his books. Living with Shiva, as we know, contains the Nandinada Sutras and even goes into greater detail into how to live, how to put Saivism into practice in the various aspects of our daily life. So the other two books, Dancing with Shiva and Merging with Shiva, will get printed this year and should exist and be distributed, hopefully, to everyone by the end of this year. So definitely the year 2002 is the year of the Master Course Trilogy coming into this beautiful new hardcover four-color edition and ending up in all of our shrine rooms and bookshelves to study as well as to share with other people. So that's really a grand step forward and can make us all very proud of this accomplishment, getting them into this format. So that's the second theme for the year, is bringing the Master Course Trilogy into existence for all three books. And the third and last theme that I wanted to mention this year, for this year, is the Master Course Study Program for new students, not for our members, but for new students to go along with the new edition of the trilogy. We have redone the basic Master Course study into a three-level study that uses the new textbooks, and someone can go through the three levels in a three-year period, for example, and complete all the basic Hamayana Academy study. So we're issuing the first level as of now. It's available to new students, and Sarvananda Swami is overseeing that at mastercourse@hindu.org. So the new theme there is the existence of a brand new course which takes excellent use of this material. And in a less formal way, the course is available, the study is available as daily lessons, which is the essence of the study, to read Dancing, Merging, and Living with Shiva, including the Sutra of the Day, on a daily basis. So because of the internet, we're able to offer that in two ways. One is email. So on email, someone can receive, at no charge of cost, of course, the lessons in their inbox every morning. Come in and there's the lessons of the day from the Master Course, as well as it's on our website if someone prefers to access it in that way. So studying the daily lessons and the supervised study is our third and final theme for the year 2002.